We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you want to be made well? Someone may be asking, what do you mean by made well? For the most part, we feel we have it all together relative to our physical life. We eat, we sleep, and indulge in whatever will make us feel good. We have our families, vehicles, homes, and friends. Some of us find significance and security in these physical and material things. But these are fleeting. They are here today and gone tomorrow. No matter how much money or prestige you have, you can't take it with you when you leave. So I will ask you this question again. Do you want to be made well? You are more than a physical being. You are also a spiritual being. So I want to know, are you blind, lame, or paralyzed relative to your spiritual life? There are some people who are not physically blind, lame, or paralyzed, but they are spiritually blind, lame, and paralyzed. Today, you are at the pool of Bethesda, and the waters are being moved or stirred in your life. If you step in after the stirring, you will be made well. In John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, it is written, Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, another steps in before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. The man at the pool of Bethesda had an infirmity 38 years. How long have you had your spiritual infirmity? Jesus saw the man lying there and knew he'd been there in this condition a long time. Jesus also sees you today and knows how long you've been in your condition. He wants to know if you want to be made well, or do you choose to remain in your bed of infirmity? Do you want to remain spiritually blind, lame, and paralyzed, and forfeit the great life God has for you? Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be made well, and he's asking you today if you'd like to be made well. What is your response? Will you answer Jesus' question? Do you want to be made well today? The choice is yours. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.